this outcome is what we predicted. It was predicted that the court will do the right thing, because the arguments before court were that the speaker has no powers to declare a seat vacant, okay? Because when the speaker announced that there will be 9 by-elections in Zambia for 9 constituencies, the question we simply asked ourselves is, which law is he using? Because declaration of a seat being vacant is not up to the legislature. The legislature, our role is to make laws. If there was departure from the ruling that has been delivered, I can rest assure you, Peter, people would have actually questioned the judiciary even more. And for my colleagues in the Patriotic Front, first of all, we are happy that justice has prevailed. The correct legal provisions have been cited. The judge is basically saying, go back to parliament. You have no case before the court. The state has to pay for the costs that we've incurred. You know, Peter, we had to hire lawyers.
What does this mean for you and other members of parliament who were affected before this ruling?
Well, for me personally, I'm under the age of 40 years. I came to parliament to be able to represent the people that elected me. I also came to parliament to come and shake up things in terms of laws which are bad, in terms of reminding government of their obligations.
You said this ruling by the court is a win for democracy. What does that mean?
Well, in a democratic dispensation, we should allow the three arms of government to perform. The legislature should be allowed to make laws. The executive arm of government should be allowed to implement policies. The judiciary should be allowed to determine cases in a very correct and legal manner. This is what has happened. The democratic tenets that Zambia should be able to put forward. When a Zambian is in a foreign country, that Zambian must be proud to say, in Zambia, even when we have differences among political players, on this particular matter, democracy has won because the right thing has been done by the court.
After this ruling, what's next? What do you do next?
Well, what we do next, first of all, Peter, on a lighter note, we're going to claim our money for legal fees. I will continue submitting which laws we need to amend. I will continue speaking for the people of Kamfinsa constituency back in my town. I will continue working with like-minded members of parliament on things that we need to advocate for. We need to advocate for alternative sources of energy, because this crisis of electricity could have been avoided if we all agreed that let's consider thermal, let's consider a nuclear plant, and let's invest more in other sectors.